Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I am returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, my name is Earl Daniel. I would like to file an extension. I'm in school.
Okay. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. What do you mean, file an extension?
An extension, my payments are exhausted.
Okay. When your payments are exhausted, you have to file a new claim.
Yeah, let me get a new claim.
Okay. Could you provide your social security number for me, please?
129-606-999.
Okay. All right. And could you verify your name for me, please?
Earl Daniel, Daniel, 7738 Rugby Avenue.
Okay. Could you verify your date of birth?
9/18/73.
Okay. And could you verify your mother's maiden name for me, please?
Bessie Lee Daniel.
Okay. And could you verify your driver's license number?
9/6/9/8/9/6/2.
Okay.
Thank you.
Your claim doesn't say that it's exhausted on our end. Did you receive?
It is exhausted. Yeah, I never received a letter, but they told me Saturday night is exhausted. I don't get no more money. It's exhausted. It's out.
You tried to file a weekly certification on a Saturday?
No, I didn't try to. I tried it last, and they told me my funds is exhausted after I did Saturday.
What did it say besides that your funds are exhausted?
It just said I had to reapply.
Okay.
A new claim.
Okay. Since the last time you filed, have you experienced a name change?
No.
Okay. Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments via direct deposit into your checking or savings account.
My same card I have.
Okay. I can set that up for you. You would just have to provide the routing number and the bank account number for me.
I don't have a bank account. I got your Alabama card.
Oh, the Vantage card?
Yeah, I have that.
Okay. All right. So as you know, with the Alabama Vantage card, once your payments are approved, payments will be made to that existing account, and your card is valid until the valid through date on the back of that card.
Okay. Yeah.
What is a good mailing address for you?
7738 Rugby Avenue, the same address you have on file.
Right. I have to verify all of your information.
Apartment B.
City, state, and zip code, please.
City is Birmingham, Alabama. Zip code 35206.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
Okay. And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No. My address hasn't changed.
What would be a good telephone number for you?
6-5-9-2-5-3-5-0-9-5.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1994 Infiniti J30, a 1995 Mercury Mystique, a 2000 Saturn S Series, a 2001 Isuzu Rodeo, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
A J30.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Woodside, Inwood, Mount Vernon, Astoria, or none of the above?
Inwood.
Which of the following street addresses in Central Slip, Islip, have you ever lived at or been associated with? 165 St. John's Street, 50 Poplar Street, 55 Wheeler Road, 6 Milano Avenue, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this property?
I'm not familiar with any of these properties.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1370 Brentwood Road, 3347 Lucerne Street, 3621 208th Street, 4837 Route 50, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
1370 Brentwood Road.
Which of the following street addresses have you ever been associated with? 266 Bay 10th Street, 385 Bayview Avenue.
385 Bayview.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
And the reason for a break in your claim is that you said you were notified that your funds were exhausted?
Yes.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I didn't receive a letter. I just told me on the recording.
Okay. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
Yeah, this is my new number.
Okay.
No, you mean filed Saturday? No, it didn't change. Just same number. Oh, you're talking about when I first started the claim.
Since you filed your first claim, not certification.
Yeah, the number changed.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Registered for school.
Are you attending high school on a regular basis?
No.
Okay. Are you attending WIA or TAA or any dislocated work?
I'm in WIA, the program. I'll take the test Wednesday.
Okay. What days and hours do you attend school?
It's going to be Tuesday through Thursday, Jeff State.
Okay. Tuesdays and or Tuesdays through?
Tuesdays through Thursday.
Okay. What times?
The time is going to be from 12 to 4.
12 p.m. to 4 p.m.?
Yep.
And what's, let's see. What is the program? It's a WIA, but what program?
Computer networking.
Okay. Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Only daytime, no nights. I mean nighttime,
okay.
No days.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Okay. So for being available for all shifts, you said only nights?
Only nights.
Okay. Is it normal in your occupation to only accept nights, or are there day shifts?
Different shifts, but I prefer nights because I'm going to school in the day.
Right. Okay. All right, and what would be a good job description that reflects your skills and job history?
What?
A good job description that best reflects your skills and job history.
I'm a hard worker, I'm on time, and I'm dependable.
You're cutting out for some reason.
Huh?
Did you change location?
Yeah, I do.
Did you move? Your connection is not great anymore. You're cutting out.
Yeah.
You're still cutting out.
Me now?
I can hear you, but I can't understand you.
You in and out too. Hello?
You're a little better.
Yeah. Ask me another question.
Yes. What would be a good job description for you?
A good job description?
Yes, good job description.
I'm on work. I'm on time. Dependable.
Okay. Like, which would a good description that would reflect your skills and job history?
Oh, I can table work.
Could you repeat that?
I could do table work. I'm sure.
You said a laborer?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do construction labor? Hello?
Yes.
You said like construction laborer or a production laborer?
Construction labor.
Okay. Are you seeking work in this occupation?
Yes.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here.
I'm almost done.
Yes, I have reset your temporary PIN code for you. Do you have something to write this down with?
Hold on. the pin? Is that the pin?
Yes. It is now 9973.
What's the pin?
9973.
9973. Okay, 973.
Yes, 9973.
Oh, so that's when our weekly
file? Yes. This will be for whenever you file your certifications, although okay. You should reset this PIN to something else once you log in for the first time.
Okay, so you I'm approved yet?
They'll send your determination by mail. I can't tell you whether or not you're approved.
Oh, so I got to wait all the weeks again?
Yeah, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. You'll receive your determination by mail.
Okay.
All right. And I do have a couple of closing statements for you.
Huh?
I have a couple of closing statements for you.
Yes.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However,
okay.
You must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
You say what?
You must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Week?
You must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Okay. Oh, do my week every week? Okay.
No, well, yes. Since
okay.
since you are in approved training, you yeah. are not required to seek work. As long as you are attending class.
But class don't start until January, so I'm still going to work.
Okay. If your school status should change, you must contact us immediately, but no later than 7 days from the change.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday.
Okay.
Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process to claim benefits for the previous week.
Okay.
This can be done online by going to labor. Yes. Or by calling 800.
Yes.
752.
Yes.
7389.
Okay.
Your certification can be made on Sunday. Through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays, not on Saturdays.
Okay.
A failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet. Next week, December 18th, will be the start for you.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and your responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read that information carefully. A failure to follow those instructions could result in a loss of benefits.
Okay.
If you do not receive your booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, you will call 1-800-361-4524. That completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day today.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.